This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday, June 25th, 2018, on the radio and elsewhere in the world. This is the DJV Show. Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn. Victoria off today, enjoying her one-year anniversary to a wedding to which none of us were invited. I hope she's having a good time. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We have integrity here in this program, Jennifer. We also, I think, have we all share a love of life. We focus on things. Our relationship, the fun we have, is contagious, hopefully, but then we also deal with some serious things. What do we have that's trending at the moment?
Well, a few stories, actually, and a couple of them based in California. That's where I live. And Maxine Waters, you know who Maxine Waters is, right?
Annoying.
Thank you. Yes, that's how I would describe her, too. A little over the top, maybe.
Okay.
Well, Maxine Waters has national attention, even though she's a congressperson representing, I think it's the 43rd district in California. Maxine Waters, over the weekend, took the story that was trending about Sarah Sanders, who was refused service at a restaurant called the Red Hen in Lexington, Virginia. And she went out and held a protest rally on the streets of California, where she called for more harassment of Trump administration officials. She went on to say that Trump aides deserve and need more public harassment. She said, God is on our side. As she's hosting a toy drive for children, she's spreading
God
the message.
God is on our side?
God is on our side, she said.
She actually said that. God.
She did. It's a direct quote.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's calling for, I guess, all the people who want to have God on their side, too, to go after people like Sarah Sanders, Kristen Nielsen, who's the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security. She's had people out in front of her home. It seems that we're, again, at this time, at this fork in the road where we can decide how we want to behave. And while President Trump is a little rough, I can't imagine if he started saying not to serve Maxine Waters what the response would be from people. I think it would be a whole different story.
That's an idea.
In any case, Maxine Waters continues on with her impeach 45 chant. All right, also trending today in California.
Well, let's just a little background on the Sarah Sanders thing for those who don't know what happened to her over the weekend. She was kicked out of a restaurant, and it was because she was Sarah Sanders. She worked for the Trumpster. That was the whole deal. The woman that owned the restaurant doesn't like Trump, doesn't want anybody there. And that's her prerogative if she wants to, but a barrage of social media on both sides. So maybe what has happened is, for better or for worse, a lot of people know about a restaurant, didn't know about it before, outside of the area. I just think it's so petty. It really is. Just, I'm in business to make money. I don't give a damn, unless you're a murderer or a rapist or something, a drug dealer. I don't care. I want to make money. I want you to come in and eat my food. I want you to leave a tip for the waitress. I don't care what you do in your private life or what your values are, as long as you're not one of those three people I just described. Okay, so that's it. Or Kim Jong-un, maybe. Would you take his money, Kim Jong-un? I wonder. That just popped into my head. I wonder if that woman, if Kim Jong-un came to town and he went to her restaurant, would she throw him out too?
It's a good question.
What do you think? Yeah. Okay, anyway, what else?
Maybe we should send over a lookalike and test it out.
Yeah, right. Are there lookalikes?
Any Kim Jong-un impersonators, call us.
Yeah, right. 888-332-3684.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Also today, California feeling the heat already. This is very early on, but there is a huge wildfire burning in Northern California. It threatened to cut off access to the entire city, where authorities have now evacuated around 2,500 residents. And this is up in, again, Northern California, northwest of Sacramento, in what is called the Spring Valley region. It's called the Pawnee Fire, and it's being really pushed along by erratic winds and very high temperatures. It's been a hot summer weekend. The blaze jumped several roads, went into a residential community, and is burning away with no chance for containment yet. 230 firefighters have been deployed to tackle the blaze. It's at 7,700 acres. It's destroyed 12 homes, and it's threatening right now about 600 buildings. So that's almost an entire town in this small rural area of Northern California. And the idea here is that typically fire season comes in August, September, October, when winds are heavy and everything is dry. For it to already be going so early in California means we're in for a long, hot
summer. Not a good
summer,
sign.
So,
yeah. Also in California, 1,000 immigration detainees sent to a California prison. Did you see that? Staffers consider the prison unsafe. Is there anything to that, do you think? That the prison's
unsafe? They're looking over. I read a story in the paper over the weekend, and I guess there's a group that's going to be going there today, actually, that'll be inspecting to see what the conditions are and if it's up to code and all of that. I'm sure if it isn't, it will be addressed quickly because there's so much attention on this. Nobody wants to have egg on their face.
Right. Okay, you were about to go somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, one more story. This one about our friend Glenn Beck. Did you happen to see any of this over the weekend, Eggie?
I did, in fact, yes. I saw him walk out of the interview, yeah.
Yeah, Glenn Beck is, if you don't know, he's a conservative media figure. He runs a multimedia network called The Blaze. They have television, they have radio personalities, they also have an online news publication, and it appears that over the weekend, Glenn Beck did another round of layoffs after a pretty significant one just a month or so ago. And he had a prospective buyer who I actually know very well, a conservative commentator, Ben Shapiro.
Wanted to
buy The Blaze. Well, that looks to have fallen through. Over the weekend, Glenn Beck was on CNN, and he was asked whether or not his media empire was imploding, which that's a rough question, but Glenn Beck made it a little harder than it needed to be when he stood up and said, "I'm done here," and walked off. He's had a history of this kind of behavior, so I think there's just a higher amount of pressure on him where people are going, okay, is Glenn going to be able to stay the course through all of this, or is this, again, part of the implosion of the Glenn Beck Blaze enterprise?
Well, his world is not going to fall apart unless he lets it. And even if he's been smart, and I think he's pretty smart, I'm not sure how great a businessman he is, but he's a good broadcaster. I think he would people around him would try to protect him from himself and separate out all the entities, like the television stuff, the print stuff, the radio stuff. The radio job is worth $10 million a year to him, so even if everything else fell apart, he has a contract for that. That's not his gig. He's hired by Premier, the same people that syndicate Rush and Sean Hannity, to do a program. So unless his ratings fall into the toilet, he's going to be able to get out of that and keep himself going that way. I would have thought anyway, but it's a rough business, man.
And I wish for the best for him.
It's rough. He's not a bad guy.
He has talked, you know, and he's talked very openly about some of his personal issues and his mental health issues and all of that. And so I do hope that he is able
to. He's a very interesting, very interesting.
Absolutely.
Guy in many ways. Yeah, right. So, all right, hold a good thought for him. 15 past the hour. This is the DJV show. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen on the air for this Monday with a reminder about how fabulous it is to do business with the pillow toppers. The mattress toppers, these are the top, these are the people at the pinnacle of success, the apex of value at MyPillow.com. The promo code DJV gets you all kinds of discounts, whether you're buying pillows for your bed, pillows for your car, pillows for your dog. They make pillows for every single occasion, 50% off. You can enjoy if you act right now. and you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJB, you'll save 50% on the four pillows that you select. But there are so many other things you can get 50% off. The good thing about the pillows is they're all 100% cotton. They are 100% machine washable and dryable. They are, according to Jennifer, I don't know that I wrap my arm around the MyPillows that I have, because I have bigger pillows than I have smaller pillows, and I like wrapping my arms around them. It sort of makes me think I'm actually sleeping with someone, which is not something that's happened for a while. Anyway, too much information. 100%, 100% everything with them. Really great American company. If you want to make sure your neck and your head are in the right position so you have that rest you need these pillows. You need to replace those old natty, worn-out pillows, those yucca pillows you can't wash, can't clean. Get rid of them. Buy MyPillows instead and get the discounts using the promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning. Get the best night's rest you can possibly imagine every night with MyPillows at MyPillow.com. ED, it's embarrassing, and the prescription drugs can be so expensive. $40 or more a dose. That's too much. Recently, I was introduced to the nicest people at Marley Drug in North Carolina. It's a pharmacy there with a generic prescription treatment for ED that can lower your per-dose cost to around $2 a tablet. Speak to a pharmacist at Marley Drug. Call 800-601-0310. 800-601-0310. Marley Drug. 800-601-0310.
Oh, an ad from Dad.
All right, what have we got here? Save money on car insurance when you've been home. Auto with Grace. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, I think. I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I start taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get some details with regard to the price of oil and gasoline, courtesy of OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Companies. Even countries that are not in the cartel said over the weekend they've agreed to share increased oil production after OPEC announced it would pump more crude oil. So that will help the rise in energy prices that they, you know, we've all seen this. I don't know what you're paying California, Jennifer. I'm paying another, I think it's almost 40 cents more than we did during the wintertime because of the cutback. And that's the impact. And the moment they cut back, even though supplies are still there, the prices go up. So I wonder if gasoline prices are affecting your summer plans. Any plans that involve driving, Jennifer? You don't have those plans, I don't think, in the summer.
Well, you know, I love to do road trips and stuff. I don't have very many summer plans. I have a couple of quick weekend trips that are planned during the summer, but... I probably am going to, I'm taking my time off towards the fall when I have a couple of weddings to do, and my grandparents are coming to town, so that'll be my vacation time.
I do wonder out loud, for those of you who are traveling yesterday, going through the airport, coming back from Ohio, it was 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm at the airport to get on the plane. The place is packed. I said to the TSA guy, is it always like this, at 5 o'clock Sunday morning? He says, the last 2-3 weeks, it has been crazy here, morning, noon, and night.
It's summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if gasoline prices going up affect your plans, are you still going to go where you want to go? You're not, maybe, some people can't travel as far as they want to, Jennifer. People right. cutting back on other expenses. They can take a vacation, that sort of thing. Some people even saying they plan to stay home because they don't have the money to buy the gasoline or to increase the airfare. Tickets have gone up, too, because of the price of fuel. So I hope you're going to have a good summer. That's my wish for you. 21 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's 23 after the hour now here on the DJB show. In entertainment news, theme from the Game of Thrones playing in the background, star Kit Harington and actress Rose Leslie tied the knot. Kara, I know you're a fan of this show. At a church on the ground of Rose's family estate. Let's see who is there. Peter Dinklage. I guess most of the stars that are in Game of Thrones were there. This guy plays Jon Snow. What's that character all about?
He is one of the most probably beloved and famous characters on the show. He was killed off, but then he came back to life. He's just, like, out of everyone on the show, you know, lots of people are terrible and, you know, just want to win and kill lots of people, and he's one of the only, like, good-hearted people on the show, so people are very, very fond of him. And Rose Leslie, who he married, was actually, I don't know if the term girlfriend on the show, but she was a love interest on the show before she was killed off, and so it's very sweet that they are actually together in real life, and now they're married.
Okay, so now I'm looking at her. She used to be on, beside Game of Thrones, she was also on Downton Abbey. She was a housemaid and worked for Lady Sybil. I kind of recognize her.
Yeah, I don't know how many. I don't know if she was a recurring part, if she was in a lot of episodes, or if you know you would have just seen her for a few minutes. But yeah, she's really pretty. She's got really
God,
nice,
she needs
beautiful.
A hamburger, though.
She is very skinny. Yeah, but she's got pretty red hair, which I like.
Okay. Yeah, it is very pretty. I think red hair is. You have red hair now?
No, I have like blondish brown hair.
Did I see you with red hair or sort of almost red hair?
I might have had reddish hair sometime in the far distant past. Or maybe in the future sometime.
Could be. 25 past the hour. Music news now. Janet Jackson accepted the Radio Disney Music Award on Friday. This is called the Impact Award. Recognized as an artist as one of the most influential and transformative forces in pop music. She gave an emotional speech thanking her father, Joe, who's dying of some kind of terminal cancer, 89 years old. She'd be the only one in the family who would. The boys don't like him at all. Janet said, my mother nourished me with the most extravagant love imaginable. My father, my incredible father, drove me to be the best I can be. My siblings set an incredibly high standard, a high bar for artistic excellence. Janet is going to go on her State of the World tour, I think, starting next month in Austin. That's where she kicks it off. Other honorees on Friday night, Carrie Underwood got the Hero Award. Kelly Clarkson got the Icon Award. Underwood with Ludacris, and Clarkson performed at the show along with Meghan Trainor and Maddie Poppy. Is that, she's from American Idol? I didn't get how to pronounce her name during the show.
We'll go with that. I've never heard of her before.
No, all right. Well, it's American Idol. I don't think you pay much attention to American Idol this year. All right, also in the musical news, there's a new Elvis compilation called Where No One Stands Before, highlighting his love of gospel music. My God, he was so great. I think he's got on this album, this compilation, Lisa Marie is there, Darlene Love is there, 14 tracks combining classic Elvis vocal performances with some new instrumentation like this. I think part of his legacy, a strong part of it, was his gospel music. I love listening on the Elvis Channel on Sirius to his gospel music. It's fabulous stuff. A powerful, moving experience to sing with my father, Lisa wrote in notes for the album. The lyrics speak to me and touch my soul. I'm certain the lyrics spoke to my father in much the same way. Also, along with Lisa Marie and Darlene Love, album has vocals from Sissy Houston, who began singing with Elvis in 1969 as a member of the Inspirations, Terry Blackwood, Armin Morales, Jimmy Murray, members of Elvis's longtime backup group, The Stamps, Johnny Sumner, Bill Bays, Ed Hill, Larry Strickland also contributed to the record. So that's coming out August 10th, I believe. That's his birthday, Where No One Stands Alone. Elvis, back in the focus, 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, Subaru launched their full-size 7- and 8-passenger SUV called the Ascent. It was designed for America and is built in Lafayette, Indiana. The Ascent comes with Subaru's famous symmetrical all-wheel drive. And with only a 4-cylinder engine, I was expecting less power and less dynamic driving. But the opposite was found. The Ascent has the ability to tow up to 5,000 pounds and makes the perfect road trip vehicle with 19 cup holders. It starts at $32,000 and is my choice for a perfect family vehicle. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 600 buildings, many homes, remain threatened by a huge wildfire in Northern California this morning that continues to burn out of control and which has already destroyed at least a dozen buildings. The Pawnee Fire burning at least 7,700 acres northwest of Sacramento. Low humidity and winds are helping to fuel that blaze. And in southwestern Colorado, the 416 fire continues near Durango. It could worsen this week, also because of the weather conditions. The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, saying the White House should put one person in charge of reunifying separated illegal immigrant kids and their parents.
I am here to urge that we appoint a czar in charge of the reunification process.
That is, President Trump says illegal immigrants must be immediately deported with no judges or court cases. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Four at the hour now here on the DJV show. Doug Steffen presenting Kara Schillen and I together. Kara's been scouring the information universe, the audio universe, to find some things that are delightful. And I think we can all admit that any experience we have with carpool karaoke and James Corden is going to be a pleasant one. I've just found, I guess I get hooked. I think the first one I saw Kara was the one that he did with what's her face?
Adele.
What's her face?
Wow, that's the first. That's a good one to start with because I, even though I love Paul McCartney and this one is really good, I don't think you can beat that one. The Adele one is just amazing. Right.
And I think it's had 120 million hits or something like that. All right, so the much talked about carpool karaoke that Carton had with Paul McCartney. He spent a week in England. He's native, a Brit anyway, so he goes back and forth over there a lot. And he did, I think, six different people for carpool karaoke, and one of them was Paul McCartney. And if you've watched this, you understand the concept. What's happening, I think he was, the first year he drove a Range Rover around, now he's driving a Porsche, one of the SUVs, and they set up a camera in front of both Corden and the person who is the guest, and they sing, and Corden shows an amazing knowledge of the music from the people that are, he's visiting with. Now, I don't think it takes a lot to do many of the Beatles tunes. So, but if you ever watch this, I have great admiration for him because I think he's got a good voice too. But he gets into it. And you really can tell he's enjoying it. It's a lot of fun. So let's, we have three different excerpts from Carpool Karaoke that presently is available on the CBS website. Here's McCartney and Corden singing Let It Be.
When I find myself in times of trouble, one man comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Yeah, let it be, let it be. Let it be, yeah, let it be. There will be an answer. Let it be.
Into the harmony.
Let it be, let it be. Let it be, yeah, let it be. There will be an answer. Let it be.
Oh, man. It got me emotional there, Paul.
It did.
I was there.
That's great, man. That's the power of music. It's weird, isn't it? How that can do that to you.
Well, I can remember. I can remember my granddad, who's a musician, and my dad sitting me down and saying, "We're going to play you the best song you've ever heard." And I remember them playing me that.
Really?
If my granddad was here right now, he'd get an absolute kick out of this.
He is.
So, Corden knows how to plug in, but there's something very penetrating about what he just said. And I might not have said it, well, the same way, but I've had the same experience this past weekend, and many of us have. You go to church, you sing songs that you know there's an emotion attached to it, maybe for whatever the reason, or we think of things, weddings and events or birth of children, whatever goes on. You fall in love with somebody. Whatever it may be, and I had four fabulous years in school at Heidelberg College in Tiffin, Ohio, and many of you have heard me over the years. I was on the Board of Trustees for 12 years there. Fabulous times, fabulous friends. Some of my best friends ever came from Heidelberg. So you can hear my voice choking up now. This weekend, we all, there were I think 80 of us, 75 or 80 of us got together for our 50th class reunion, and yeah, we sang lots of the songs that were important to us. I certainly did. As a member of the choir, the Heidelberg choir, there was an alumni group that got together, and we sang some of the songs that we sang when we were there. Very emotional. I certainly had tears in my eyes. And it does. That's what music, and I think McCartney said it so appropriately, that's what music does. Good music that means something to lots of us gets to it. It really is. So here they are, the two of them, James Corden, continuing with Paul McCartney on Carpool Karaoke with Love, Love Me Do. Kara, hold a second. Let me explain how this works, by the way, in case you don't know. What Corden has, each of the people that he has in the car supply him with basically a CD of the music stripped away from the vocal. You can do that pretty easily now, the way things are recorded. So they ask for, ahead of time, whatever the music is from the song. So it's not, they say it's carpool karaoke, but I think in most instances anyway, it's them singing and they just have the music in the background from the cars.
Yeah, and actually one thing I didn't specify about this, so the cool thing about the Paul McCartney one is they're not just in the car the whole time. They, for Let It Be, they're in the car, Love Me Do, they actually go to a local bar in Liverpool and they have a bunch of fans come and they're standing there and singing and it's really cool because he's interacting with the audience. And then, for the song we're going to do after this, When I'm 64, they actually go back to a house that he lived at when he was 12. And he plays the piano. That McCartney lived at. And they play the piano in that house. And it's very cool because he goes all around the city.
So you can see there's a lot of thought put into this as they produced it. They probably spent a whole day together. All right, here they are, Corden and McCartney with Love Me Do. So imagine you're in a bar in Liverpool and these two guys just wander in with a film crew coming behind them and they just set up and they just have fun. Put yourself in that position. Being you do bartending, Kara, having something like that happen in a venue, somebody
if
just
Paul
comes
McCartney
in,
just showed up, yeah. I would lose my mind.
Kind of cute. All right, and here is, Kara said, they are playing out of doors to a crowd singing When I'm 64.
We'll get older, losing my hair many years from now. Will you see me sending me Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. Till quarter to three. Would you lock the door? Will you soon need me? Will you soon meet me? When I'm 64, all together. When I'm 64, one time. When I'm 64.
Nice to meet you.
But yeah, so I guess the house that he used to live in that they went to play that song in must be like a national monument.
Yeah, they have
they were and people must have been following them around the city knowing that they were filming because they were in the house for 4 minutes. James Corden looks out of the window and there's already a crowd forming outside. And he's like, I think we're gonna have to go on a disguise. I don't think you're gonna get out. But you know, the story that you told earlier about him giving autographs to people. And how he's very friendly and welcoming and, you know, anyone can go up and talk to him. I don't think he'd have an issue with going outside and signing lots of autographs for people there. So
no, not at all. All right, so there's that. It's 43 past the hour. Some food news. Americans apparently are not binge-watching Stranger Things on Netflix, Kara. That means they're not binging on Eggo waffles either. Eggo waffles showed a 10% growth during the first 4 months of 2018. And a 14% jump during the fourth quarter of 2017. The reason for the boom in sales apparently tied to the second season of Stranger Things, which debuted on Netflix just before Halloween last year. One of the characters in this sci-fi mystery named Eleven can't get enough of Eggo waffles. In season one, she escaped from Hawkins National Laboratory and headed straight to the supermarket to grab a handful of Eggos. And so the show gave this brand a cultural relevance that it hasn't had for a while. Wasn't the old expression, let go of my Eggos?
Yeah, let go of my Eggo.
Let go of my Eggo. All right, so that's that story. I don't eat these anymore because they don't make a gluten-free brand. And I am not as gluten tolerant as I used to be, but I've always kind of liked those waffles, a little nice fresh syrup on them. Yum. Let's see. A scientist at Michigan State University calculated the production of a single hen egg requires 120 gallons of water, a loaf of bread requires 300 gallons, and a pound of beef requires 3,500 gallons. I don't know that I'm buying that. There are a lot of people who are trying to, in a pejorative way, discredit raising. So the suggestion has been, not too subtle from some of these researchers, we should stop raising hens. We should stop eating eggs, we should stop eating bread, and we should stop eating beef. basically, is what they want you to carry away from that. Okay, there you go. Oh, by the way, if you like crab, you'll be happy to know the king crab walks diagonally. In case you didn't know that, Kara, I wanted you to be the first kid on your block to know that. Cashew nuts, most expensive nut ever grown. Did you know that? And by the way, they don't ever have shells because the shell and skin of the cashew contain extremely caustic oil that can painfully blister your skin. The dangerous oil has to be completely removed before the nut can be touched or eaten. I bet I eat a pound of cashew nuts a day. I never knew that.
A pound? Wow, that's a lot.
I eat a lot of cashews, yeah.
I'm actually surprised that it's the most expensive, though, because I buy them from the store sometimes, and I always thought that walnuts were more expensive. Walnuts cost a ton.
Do they?
Yeah, they're really expensive if you just get the raw walnuts, because that's I like to snack on those sometimes.
Yeah. All right, another food news. New research uncovering the benefits of eating dietary fats, such as polyunsaturated and monounsaturated fats, found in foods like salmon, walnuts, speaking of walnuts, avocados, olive oil, that sort of thing. Even when on a late weight loss program, let's listen to Andy Solomon tell us how this all fits together.
Research suggests that adding walnuts to your diet may have similar weight loss effects as a lower-fat diet, despite walnuts being rich in good fat. Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, Dr. Michael Roizen, explains the study.
More than 200 women aged 22 to 72 were enrolled in a one-year behavioral weight loss intervention and randomly assigned to three different diets: a lower-fat, higher-carbohydrate diet with no nuts, a lower-carbohydrate, higher-fat diet with no nuts, or a higher-fat, lower-carbohydrate diet with about a third of a cup of walnuts a day. The participants were also instructed to reduce the caloric intake by 500 to 1,000 calories per day.
The results were unexpected, says Dr. Roizen. Weight loss was similar in both the low-fat and high-fat diet groups.
These findings demonstrate that walnuts may play a role in achieving ideal body weight when consumed as part of an overall healthy diet. The study was with overweight and obese women, so more research is needed to clarify the results in men, but it's encouraging news.
For recipes and more, visit bit.ly/walnutsandweight.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, from the loser department here on the DJV show, story from Walgreens today about a pharmacist in one of their stores who refused to provide a woman with a prescription for her miscarriage. She apparently was having trouble, and this was a drug that apparently helps a miscarriage along. I can't tell you I'm an expert on this, but anyway, the heartbeat of the fetus went dead, so she's got a dead blob in her body. Doctor says you got to have this drug to get the blob out of your body, and this guy says, no, you can't have it because it violates his personal beliefs. Sir, you are fired. Can you imagine going into a drugstore against my personal beliefs? You get hired to do something. Keep your personal beliefs at home, especially if it's not your store. If it's your store, maybe it's a horse of a different color.
Yeah, right, but when you're just working there, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, get lost. Okay, here's a woman, speaking of getting lost, who, and there's a lot of video going viral on this woman, calling the police on a young black girl who was selling water bottles in San Francisco last weekend. White woman calls on, and the woman's name is Allison Itell, so we're going to hear her, right, calling the police. Is that what we have?
Oh, yeah, so we're going to hear the mom talking a little bit, the mom of the 8-year-old girl that she called the police on.
Austin.
And then, yeah, you'll hear a little from the woman on the phone at the end.
All right.
This woman don't want to let a little girl sell some water. She calling the police on an 8-year-old little girl. You can hide all you want. The whole world going to see you, boo.
Yeah, and illegally selling water without a permit?
Yeah. On my property.
Oh, my
on
God.
Property.
Can you believe how crazy some people are? And apparently she was outside of a football game or something like that, the little girl, and she was selling bottles of water for $2. Great. She didn't have a permit, but are they
going to... Was it on her property? The mother said it was on her property.
Yeah, I don't know all the details, but either way, I mean, really, you're going to call the cops on an 8-year-old girl?
Yeah.
It's just out of control.
Yeah. Mind your own business, lady. Get a life. That'd be my prescription for you. 50 minutes past the hour, 10 before the new hour.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Your friends about movie news here on the DJV show. Chuck Curry is here with the music from the Spy Who Loved Me, James Bond flick. This is
why'd you have to be so good?
Anticipation. Carrie, no, who is this?
Carly Simon.
That's it, Carly Simon. Thank you. All right, Spy Who Loved Me.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I knew I was, Chucker. Why are we playing the music from a James Bond film?
She's 73 years old today.
Is she? Wow.
Yeah.
For her.
And I love that. That was from The Spy Who Loved Me. Roger Moore's third entry is 007. He played Bond from 77 to 86. Actually, he was the star of seven James Bond movies. This is regarded by a lot of the fans as his best work, or the best feature 007 film starring Roger Moore. But I always remember that song because I remember the a lot of the NFL pregame shows use that song for NFL highlights. And I remember one specifically that featured the great running back of the Chicago Bears, Walter Payton. But that's a good song.
All right, one of the things we talk about with Chucker, not just movies, DVDs, video rentals, but some of the things that are going on in the entertainment world in general. Have you watched Westworld at all?
I just seen a few episodes of the first season. I'm a big fan of the movie. I know yesterday, I guess the season final,
right,
there's a lot of buzz on the internet about it.
Right, about the Man in Black. Isn't that the one, the role that's played by Ed Harris?
By Ed Harris, yeah.
Right. He said in an interview I saw last week, he never knew. He would go in, do his lines, act the scenes, but the way they put it together, he never really knew what the show was about. He said,
really?
He would look at the final and be curious about what really the message was and what was going on because he never quite understood what the show was.
Well, I would tell you one thing. From what I've seen on the HBO show, it's a much more complex, thought-provoking show than the original movie was in '73. Yeah. Although I do like the original movie, which was written by Michael Crichton, who also wrote Jurassic Park.
Did you tell us last week that Ewan McGregor was going to reprise his role as Obi-Wan Kenobi in the next Star Wars, Star Wars 9? Did you tell us that?
No, I don't think I did.
Is that true?
I think that's just a rumor. I actually don't know if they're going to do that because I think they're going to shy away from some of the spin-off films with the box office of Han Solo, which has been pretty disappointing.
Really? All right, Jurassic World. Well, let's find out what happened over the weekend. Box office totals up next here.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Not all sugars are created equal.
The real sugar we should worry about is added sugars.
Dr. Donald Hensrud heads up the Mayo Clinic Healthy Living Program and is the author of the Mayo Clinic Diet Book. He says added sugars account for a big portion of calories in most people's diets and are one of the main causes of weight gain. But there are sweet treats that don't have any added sugars. Fruit.
It gets a reputation of being high in sugar, but a small piece of fruit is only about 60 calories. There's a lot of water, there's other nutrients, there's fiber, so there's many other beneficial things in fruit.
Not only will sugar from fruit not cause you to gain weight, it likely does the opposite.
Studies have shown when people increase their fruit and vegetable intake, their overall risk of gaining weight decreases because they're not eating something else that's higher in calories. In general, on the Mayo Clinic diet, we recommend all the fresh or frozen fruits and vegetables people want to eat.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
All right, so, Chucker, let's go through the top five movies results of the box office from this past weekend.
Actually, no surprise, although a little bit of a surprise, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, number one, did $150 million on 4,475 screens nationwide. Finally opened here in the United States. It's been open for 3 weeks internationally. This is a very solid number. It actually blew past tracking. It was tracking around $135 million, wound up doing $150 million, which certainly solidifies and guarantees a third entry in this new franchise property, which stars Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard. I like the film. I think, as I said on Friday, I think it'll be a polarizing entry simply because it's a little bit of a darker installment, Doug, than the last one, which was simply titled Jurassic World. But I think good enough to please most of the fan base, so there you have it. Number two, Incredibles 2, $80 million, $350 million, Doug, in 2 weeks of release here in the United States. It's a massive hit for Pixar. Ocean's 8 placed third, $11 million, $100 million in 3 weeks of release. It's a solid number. Tag, a comedy with John Hamm, placed fourth, $8 million, $30 million in 2 weeks. And Deadpool 2 ran out the top five, $5 million, $304 million in 6 weeks of release.
You'd be happy to know that Bridget Nielsen gave birth at the age of 54 to her fifth child.
I saw that. I saw that. That's something else, huh?
Well, it is, I guess, if you're Bridget Nielsen. 59 past.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.